Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Well, we're crossing to France now because the French Prime Minister and Health Minister are due to make an announcement in just over an hour's time about a possible return to lockdown for the Paris region. ICUs in the city are full and patients are being transferred to other parts of France and Belgium. Journalist Sharon Gaffney is in Paris and she joins me now on the line. And Sharon, can you tell us what the case numbers are like in France at the moment? And are they increasing everywhere in France or is it focused on the Paris region?
Well, Sarah, the numbers actually had been pretty steady here since about November. So we were averaging at about 20,000 to 25,000 cases per day. It's just in the last week, really, they've increased by about 14%. So yesterday evening, we had 38,000 cases reported across the country. The issue, as you say, is really the intensive care units. President Macron has been coming under a lot of pressure in recent weeks to go back into lockdown, but that's something that he has been resisting and something that the government has been resisting here. And even yesterday, the president was saying that, well, in terms of Paris, that's really the economic hub of the country, but also going back into lockdown for people who are living in the capital, it's more difficult for people who are living in other parts of the country who have gardens, balconies, more space. A lot of people in Paris, as you know, live in very small apartments. So he is very aware of the difficulties that going back into lockdown will pose. We don't know if that's what's going to happen. We will know, as you say, in about an hour and a half's time, whether or not there'll be a weekend lockdown perhaps imposed in Paris and also in northern France, in the Hauts-de-France northern region of the country. There are two parts of France at the moment that are in a weekend lockdown already, and that has been the case since the end of February. That's in and around the Nice area in the south and up in Dunkirk, Calais, in the Pas-de-Calais area in the north. So apart from that, everywhere else in France, we're under a 6 p.m. curfew. So in about 20 minutes' time, everything that is open during the day closes down. And what we do have open during the day, it's shops, schools are open. That was one thing that the government has been quite firm about, just the necessity to keep schools open. They were closed during the first lockdown here this time last year. So hairdressers are open, essential services are open. It's just at 6 o'clock at the moment, everything shuts down. So the issue really here is the ICU capacity. It's technically in the Paris region at 101%, and that's over 1,100 people. So they're now transferring patients elsewhere in France and even across the border over to Belgium. So really, it just does feel inevitable that the government is going to have to do something. What exactly that's going to be, we're not quite sure at the moment, but possibly a weekend lockdown, possibly something a bit longer than that. But also the president said yesterday, they need something a bit more adaptable and something that's going to be acceptable to people at this stage, a year in, as we all are, into this pandemic.
Yeah, I think anyone listening here thinking of a weekend lockdown and how that would work, given we've been in lockdown now for the best part of 3 months. What is it being put down to, or do they know what it's down to, that big increase they've seen in the last week, Sharon?
Yeah, well, it seems to be what they call it here is the British variant. So that's what we call it, the variant that, of course, appeared in the UK before Christmas. That's now accounting for 71% of cases. But really, that's only been increasing in the Paris region in the last couple of weeks. Like up until 2-3 weeks ago, we had the health minister coming out with a note of optimism, talking about perhaps starting to reopen France in the middle of April. So the situation has really, it's degraded quite quickly in the last couple of weeks, but it seems to be mainly down to the spread of that more contagious variant. And also a couple of days ago, we heard about a new variant in the Brittany area. It's not clear whether or not that's linked to the so-called British variant. So that's what it seems to be down to. But it's like the problem is, I guess, that hospitals are under pressure right across the country. It's more so in Paris, but they're up to 83% capacity in ICU units right across the country.
All right.
And over capacity here in Paris.
Sharon Gaffney, journalist in Paris, thank you very much for joining us with that report.